Here I will show the inner workings of MQTT-based HAS Discovery, a way for Home Assistant to automatically detect and configure devices. HAS Discovery only requires our device to be connected to the MQTT broker in HA. After that, our device can already be detected. In order for the discovery to take place, our device needs to publish a properly formatted text in JSON format to a specific subject from discovery. This JSON contains information describing the entity, i.e., its type, name, icon, entity, and the associated MQTT topics, among others, the topic for reading the value, listening, and the topic for setting the new value from the HA. These types of mechanisms are best presented in practice, so I suggest starting with practice. Let's try firing up some discovery and take a look at what is being sent. Fortunately, there is a ready-made tool in Home Assistant to listen in on MQTT communications. It comes with Mosquito Broker integrations. Then we click Configure. This brings us to the tool that allows us to publish packages and listen for publications. Now it's time to listen to something. Just a note, of course, I'm assuming that the user knows the basics of HA, MQTT, or JSON there. The inner workings of Discovery are already a bit advanced, but also a worthy topic. It's also worth looking at the HA documentation if you have questions. So, Home Assistant Discovery, by default, is based on the subject Home Assistant. We append a multi-level wildcard behind it, i.e., hashtag, so that it listens to all matching subjects, and then we click Start Listening. Now it's time to do some discovery, e.g. from within OpenBeacon. For the example, I used a simulated OBK device with two channels, relays. Let's see what such a thing caught with MQTT. Here we have a separate publish for each separate entity. Let's start with the IP address. Topic, the so-called MQTT topic. Content, so-called MQTT payload. Here we have in sequence, dev, section describing the device, its ID, name, software version, SW, manufacturer, MF, model, MDL, CU, panel URL. Name, entity name, here IP. Abbreviation for the MQTT topic path, WT00000. This allows you to write slash IP instead of the full WT00000 IP. AVITT, the topic for the availability status. Next stack connected, i.e. WT00000 connected. On this topic, the device reports its presence. Unique ID. Unique identifier of the entity in the HA. WinTest 0000 IP. QoS. Quality of service level for MQTT. Here 1. Guaranteed to be delivered at least once. STAT. The topic on which the entity value is published. Next stack IP. WT0000 IP. Home Assistant here only listens for changes on this topic. Entity category, diagnostic, i.e., HA treats this as diagnostic information. Icon, an icon in HA, MDI IP network, which stands for the network icon from Material Design Icons. MDI, it is worth noting that abbreviations are used here, making the JSON shorter and easier for the microcontroller to generate and publish. Similarly, we have separate entities for different device parameters, e.g., for the SSID. Here only there is a different state topic, STAT, and a different icon. Similarly, for uptime, content. Here the unit of measurement is entered, unit of mes. In this example, it is seconds. In addition, the entity class, duration, i.e., the period of time, and the value type, total increasing, are specified, meaning that the value will increase continuously. Similarly, the temperature of the device from Beacon's internal thermometer is also specified. Content. Here, however, the unit is changed, Celsius, and the type of measurement is changed. Here it is just that, a measurement, or measurement. In a similar way, this whole section is created. Forgive the deficiencies in the screenshot. I was testing on the simulator. It's now time to see something that supports both writing and reading. Relay. Its state can Home Assistant both set and read. Content. We have some new fields here.